Guys, so I am exhausted and tired. That's been the same thing. But today was so long, and this week was so long, and the weekend isn't even over. There's still like tomorrow, and then there's a whole nother week after that of the honest hell that is the production that I'm in right now. So up until this production, I have loved every show that I've been in. I've been able to, recognize when a show is bad before. That's happened before. Everyone's in shows that are bad sometimes. Everyone knows it. Sometimes, you have a good director but a horrible script or something like that. Or, it's really, really low budget and it's just you guys. You're all a team kind of working for something towards something that you know could be a lot better if only you had more money or more time. But I've always loved every production that I have been in from like an experiential standpoint. I have loved my cast and I have loved my crew, and by the end of it, I have been able to kind of look back and say that was a thing that I was proud of being in, being involved with or something like that. But this production is just a train wreck. It has been a train wreck from beginning to end. And I love the cast. I still do love the cast. It's just the direction, the director. He is horrible. Like, I like people. I'm an introvert, but I still like people. And I don't know, I generally think that people are good. Like, I'm saying like a lot and as well, which is gonna be a huge problem in these ramble audios that you guys will be hearing a lot of this month. So bear with me through the likes and the ums. But I do like people, generally speaking. But this person, this director, I just kind of detest him. I don't want to say I hate him because I feel like, hate's a strong word, but I kind of hate him. You know what? Yeah, I fucking hate him. He is just cruel for literally no reason, like all the time. If one of the actors makes a mistake on stage, which, granted, maybe they shouldn't have made that mistake, instead of just correcting the mistake, telling them to do it better next time, or even, giving them a little bit of tough love and saying like, you need to fix this problem that you keep creating. Instead of doing something like that, he will target their insecurities in front of the entire cast and crew. He has done this so many times. He has corrected them first in a kind of rude way and then said, "And by the way, you should never wear those shoes in public. They're ugly," or something like that. "And by the way, I don't know why I cast you in this role in the first place because a lot of other girls wanted it," or something. Along those lines, like that really hurts people. Like the shoe thing probably sounds like it wouldn't hurt people, but like, just why? Why would you embarrass someone like that in front of an entire cast and crew? And I haven't been the target of most of his harassment, thank goodness. And I'm pretty quiet about all of it, but I just wish it would stop because it sucks to see like my castmates going through that. And it sucks for me to have to pretend that I respect him every time that I go on stage because I don't. He's a dick. He's a complete dick. Dick poop butt pope poop pope. Dick poop butt pope. That's what he is. Yeah. So I got home from rehearsal just a little bit ago and I just finished making a mug cake right before I started recording this. And I'm about to dig into it right now in front of all of you. I wasn't actually planning on doing this on recording mode, but it's only been 4 minutes and 31 seconds, so I want to. It's really hot. That's good. Very good. So, I'm pretty lazy when it comes to cooking usually. And it's not really out of choice as it is out of like me having a super busy, hectic, kind of poor lifestyle where I don't really have the time or the money to put together like really, really elaborate meals every day. I still think that I eat generally well, and I am vegan, and so I feel like that helps me eat well in a lot of ways. Like, I don't eat as much like processed stuff. When I say lazy, I don't mean like I just eat unhealthily. When I say lazy, I mean like I will just make a heck ton of rice and put a whole bunch of vegetables in it and call that dinner, as opposed to like doing some fun baking adventures or doing anything unique ever. Like, I have maybe 3 or 4 dinners that are pretty much always exactly what I do. It's like 2 different kind of rice dishes, pasta, and like a potato thing, something with a potato. Yeah, like I'll bake a potato and put stuff in it. Those are my 4 meals. So yeah, I very, very rarely stray away from that. And for breakfast too, it's like waffles or toast or cereal or a smoothie. Usually a smoothie, because smoothies are the best and they help me get through my day. But the one thing that I am adventurous with is mug cakes, because they are so easy and so fast, and they're just so fun. I love the aesthetic. And I don't really mind like putting a few little extra minutes in just to do that. Also, if I'm gonna have a mug cake, it's probably late at night anyway, and it's not like I'm about to go to rehearsal or class or any of my other obligations. I usually have the time to like sit down and decide to make something for myself. And that's where mug cakes come in. So, pretty much every time I make a mug cake, I try to find a new recipe. So this one was a new recipe. This one was like a peanut butter one. And it tastes pretty good. It has a ton of peanut butter in it, though. Like, way more than I expected. There is a 1-to-1 ratio of peanut butter to flour in this recipe, which is pretty crazy. But it's delicious. So yeah, this ramble kind of went all over the place. Hope you guys don't mind. But I shall stop recording now. So thank you for listening, and I will see you guys tomorrow.